Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. Four of the candidates for governor of Massachusetts have made their case to the nation's largest and oldest civil rights organization. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports on yesterday's forum, including more than a dozen Massachusetts branches of the NAACP.
More than 100 NAACP activists gathered in Medford to hear from candidates for governor, all three Democrats on the ballot, and Republican Charlie Baker. Democrat Steve Grossman touted his record in promoting diversity in hiring during his tenure as state treasurer. He called for a more fair tax code and universal pre-K. Grossman said he'd like to work with all the governors in New England states and New York to stem gun violence and illegal drugs.
When 13% of our kids between the ages of 12 and 17 have had an illegal drug and used an illegal drug within the last month, that's a problem. And so governors have to get together, put a coalition together, and see what we can do to interdict the flow of guns and drugs across our borders.
Another Democrat, former Obama administration healthcare official Donald Berwick, said he favors a progressive tax policy in which higher income earners pay higher taxes. Berwick also focused on the need to address educational inequities. He says there's one issue which sets him apart from the others.
I am the only candidate for governor opposed to casinos. Wrong idea. Bringing gambling addiction and substance abuse and petty crime and harm to small businesses into our communities with casinos make no sense at all. I favor the repeal initiative and I'm against casinos.
Attorney General Martha Coakley leads all candidates in the polls. She noted the recent 60th anniversary of the Brown versus Board of Education desegregation decision and the upcoming 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act, but said there is still much work to be done.
Although we've moved away from overt racism, there is still baked in, and I would argue particularly in Massachusetts because of our history and our willingness to hang into our neighborhoods and some of our old traditions, that we have not come as far as we should in terms of not just not discriminating but being inclusive.
Republican Charlie Baker, making his second bid for governor, says Massachusetts needs political diversity. He recalled his years as a cabinet secretary in the Republican administrations of William Weld and Paul Cellucci, working with a democratically controlled legislature.
I thought the competition that took place between us and them produced a product in many respects that worked a lot better and was far more accountable than the product you get when you just have one team on the field.
The NAACP does not endorse candidates. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.